We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, so sorry. I'm sitting here taking in all of the acts that have come through already tonight, taking in the gifts of what we have here in the Twin Cities. And let me tell you something, I am really moved by it all. And this final interview for tonight, I've been so excited about it because you got a chance to hear a little bit of the CD that they are just releasing. And I'm using one of the songs to open up the night at 7 o'clock. And I just love it. It's called White Hanky. I don't even know all the lyrics. I just love the song. From number one all the way through the CD, I just love it. It's called Mississippi Dreamin'. And I don't know if you've heard about this project just yet, but I really think you are going to love it as much as I do. And it's coming in studio to talk about this are two people that are so involved, so important to the event. And there are others, too, that have really been incredible working together to make this beautiful piece of work. This new recording is coming out that features some really big names in Minnesota music industry, some of the horn heads, the bass player, the guitar player. I'm going to let them tell you all about the superstars they have on this project. But Jordan Erdman is joining us, as well as David Hurst. David does all of the vocals, the lead vocals on this project, and it is just really, really cool. Welcome, Jordan. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Monster project, y'all.
Thank you, Geraldine. Thank you so much.
I told you that night how much I loved it, and so I was concerned because when I left, I said, okay, what if I get in a car, you know, in my car, and my stereo is not as good as what was happening at the opening, you know, of the CD party, and all of a sudden it doesn't sound the same way that it sounded when you played it there.
Right.
And I turned it up in the car, man. It's so smoking. It sounds good in my car. Sounds good on my 10-year-old computer. It sounds good on the phone. It just sounds good, Jordan. Congratulations.
Wow, thank you very much.
So how did this come to be?
Well, you know, I met David. He came to the studio one day to sing as part of a choir. And there were six of them. And David just stood out like a sore thumb. I mean, I just fell in love with the guy.
How can it can't be a beautiful thumb?
He was playing the air guitar, and I could just see his heart and hear his heart and his voice and his actions, and that really started a long relationship.
It's
been quite a while now.
How many years now?
That's got to be four or five years.
Four or five years.
Yeah. That's
so, David, amazing. Here you are, man. You are absolutely singing your face off. You still got your face, though. I see your teeth, nose, and eyes. I see you. I don't know how it's still there and in place, you know. And you have a $1 million smile, but you put your feelings, your heart, everything into this music.
Absolutely. It's the type of music that we need in this day and time that talks about us coming together and finding out how we can communicate about things that we don't get a chance to talk about.
Yes.
And let's address that because the title alone did not explain it to me. The Mississippi Dreamin', right?
Yes.
Not Mississippi Dreamin', but Mississippi Dreamin'.
That's right.
So, you know, when I first read that and looked at, you know, what the graphics were for the CD, I kept thinking, what is this? Right? So how would you define the music that's on this CD?
Listen, this is the Minnesota funk that's mixed with that Delta grind, the Southern sound. And it has so much feeling and so much soul and so much passion within it. We all love the funk of Minnesota. We all do.
Yeah.
And we also like to hear that Southern feel. There's nothing like country music giving you stories and giving you those things that's real life. They just talk from a real life place.
But have you always enjoyed that music?
I've grew up with that music.
No kidding.
The truth of the matter is, I used to watch Hee Haw. Huh?
Well, I watched Hee Haw.
Come on.
But I did not listen to country music.
What?
Let me tell you. Did you listen to it too, Jordan? I mean, you watch the show?
Not a country music fan, but you know the real brainchild behind the fusion of this record was Mark Heimerman, bringing together those elements. And those elements are very symbolic.
He's the one that produced it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that it's very symbolic of bringing the North and the South together. You know, the Mississippi starts up here in Minnesota, goes all the way down to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's all about unity, you know, being on both sides of the river and building bridges to you know, come together.
Talk about these bridges for a minute, and I want to hear your perspective on this too, David. When you talk about bridges going all along the Mississippi, that night of the CD release party, you explain that it starts in Minnesota, goes all the way down to Louisiana, and across that river, there are bridges that are not being built, and you're trying to bring them together. Do I have the gist of this?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I just truly believe, at least for myself personally, when I began to truly forgive the people that I felt had done me wrong, it's when another layer of the onion came off of my heart and allowed me to really, truly love people and love myself. And there's just such a freedom in that. And it just helped me to I guess, love other people even more by
And that's not easy to do because once someone does you wrong, typically there will be people that you will do wrong. And hopefully we'll learn from that and go, no, you don't turn around and do someone else wrong. You do what the right thing for that person and don't do what someone else did to you, right? And that's not an easy thing to do.
No. And in fact, there was 15 prayers that for the last one that was the late holdout for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the first prayer I can't even repeat on the air. But eventually over time, you know, I began to have empathy and understanding for the person and then began to forgive them. And boy, that was a real turning point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we'd love to promote that with, you know, love, respect, understanding.
And do you do that through the music, David? I mean, through the lyrics that you're singing?
Yes. I live by this thought to have premeditated forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been a premeditated forgiveness that's been given to me, and I have to give that back to others. And with that being there, it's easy to do this music. You know, it was easy for us to bring this music out of us because we sat in the studio and we played the music like we had jam session, and then we started writing lyrics and the music just started happening by itself. It was like it was coming to us, almost like we were conduits. And so it was just something that had to happen.
Yeah.
So with it happening the way it did and with the people coming together the way it did, it was so organic. No one can really say, hey, we put this together and we did this. But it was just all the right pieces coming together organically and just happening. And so it's definitely a message that we want people to hear and we want people to feel. And we want to create these bridges so that we can start communicating.
Okay, let's communicate right now through the music. Let's take a listen to one of the tracks. Here we go. My favorite. Oh, y'all better watch out. My hips are going. I can't stop them.
Hey, hey. There she go. Hey, hey.
Woo! I open the show every Sunday night now with this song.
Come
I want y'all
on.
To know that. Listen to the lyrics, y'all. Woo! I love this cut. Here we go. Oh! Drop it now. Hey.
White hanky.
All right, let's turn this down because we need to know what white hanky is all about, y'all, because y'all don't know. See, I know. I know what this is about, right? I already know what white hanky is about. Let's tell everybody what it is.
White hanky, if you ever have gone, if you've ever been to a black gospel church, then you know that the white hankies, when the white hankies go up, they don't go up because the tears are falling. Mm-hmm. They don't go up because they're trying to wipe the, you know, stuff from the nose or anything like that.
Talking about a handkerchief.
A handkerchief. Come on.
A white handkerchief.
It comes out because somebody done got happy.
That's it. The spirit of God has fallen in the room, and you acknowledge it with a white handkerchief.
I grew up
in that, okay? Jordan, do you know what we're talking about?
Yes,
did
I do.
Did they take you to a church and show it to you? Did they show you? Did you take him?
He's been to the church.
I'm telling you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.